Blog Talk Radio.
And so even right now in life, it's so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in and want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there.
Let's go. I got friends that we will do the show for you. I got friends all over the place.
You're so much better when you smile. You're so much better when you smile.
Kirk Franklin and with Kelly Price and Fantasia and Tyrese and just a whole bunch of singing a smile. In spite of what you're going through, brothers and sisters, you can smile. I mean, it looked like it's, the doors are closing, but you can smile anyway. That, I had to do that for me. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask that Pastor Bill give us a word of prayer and see if Evangelist Sharon able to read. But we definitely want to pray for Evangelist Sharon and keep her lifted along with your pastor and with the situation going on around us. Hallelujah. And as quiet as it kept, brothers and sisters, our government right now is at a real critical place, and it's necessary that we pray for our government. The Bible says that that's what we should do. So I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, she'll give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. Thank you for that selection, Pastor. Smile. Amen. I like that new version, the way they have did that. Amen. So no matter what we're going through, we're going to smile because we are children of the Most High God. Amen.
Yes.
At this time, the scripture I like to read is coming from Hebrews, the 9th chapter and the 14th verse. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for all things. And we're asking that you will bless each and every one that is on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet, Father God. We're praying for those around the world that have been affected by the hurricane, Father God. Praying for our government, Father God. You know that situation. and we know you're working things out, Father God, even though we can't see them in the natural, but we know you're working it out in the spiritual, Father God. We're binding up anything and everything to try to come up against the government and each and every one that's on this broadcast, even those that are listening by internet, Father God. We're pleading the blood of Jesus on us all. We're praying for Evangelist Sharon, Father God. We ask that you strengthen her as she continues to care for her father, Father God. We know that you're going to give her that strength to be able to make the right decisions at the right time. We're praying for Brother Fred for his healing, praying for Brother Joseph Wilson for his healing, Father God, and anyone else, Father God, that's standing in need of a healing. Praying for Evangelist Renee, Father God, that you continue to heal her also, Father. Lord, we give you thanks today, and we're praying that you will continue to use our pastor, guide and direct him, Father God, as he allows the Holy Spirit to move in his life, Father God. Lord, bless each and every one of us to draw closer to you and open up our hearts and our mind to your word. Continue to be with those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved and those who are going through. We know you are in control. There's nothing impossible for you to do, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. Now open up our hearts to this word today, Father God, that we receive it in the lining of our heart. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. The subject this week is we have a better path, brothers and sisters. We have a better path. And I'm going to tell you. And this is truth. The path we have is truth. That's first of all. And no one has a better righteousness than we have. No one has a better Savior than we have. No one has a better eternal life than we have. No one has a better standing with the Father than we have. And no one has a better right to use the name of Jesus than we have. And let me tell you this, no one can get closer to the Father's heart than we can.
Mm-hmm.
We are what he say we are. See, that's the thing right there. I mean, that's probably why Paul corrected them people over there in 2 Corinthians 10 and 7, where he was talking about if any man trusts to himself that he is in Christ, let him seek or think on these things again, that as he is Christ, even so we are Christ's. We belong to Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We may have to go to Peter and get Peter to clarify that, but I want you to know we have a better covenant. We have a better than Aaron. We have a better than Moses. Listen, brothers and sisters, Christ is a better sacrifice. That's what you got to get a hold to. He was a better sacrifice than any sacrifice they could present. When I think about the heroes in the Old Testament, Christ is far better. Matter of fact, Christ's better than your own parents. He's better than an Abraham. He's better than a Melchizedek. He's better. Moses. And I'm trying to tell you, when I read Hebrews 10, that's where we're going, Hebrews 10, and we'll read the first five verses, and then we'll continue to discuss this. So, Evangelist Sharon, are you able to read?
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thank you for both the prayer and the selection. In Hebrews 10, what scripture did you say, Pastor? I'm sorry.
1-5.
And the King James, it reads as follows. For the law having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the course thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and the goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, the old plan was the only hint of the good things in the new plan. Since the old plan wasn't complete in itself, it couldn't complete those who followed it. No matter how many sacrifices were offered year after year, they never added up to a complete solution. If they had, the worshipers would have gone merely on their way, no longer dragged down by their sins. But instead of removing awareness of sin, when those animal sacrifices were repeated over and over, they actually heightened awareness and guilt. The plain fact is that bull and goat blood can't get rid of sin. That is what is meant by this prophecy put on the mouth of Christ. You don't want sacrifices and offerings year after year. You prepared a body for me for a sacrifice. It's not fragrance and smoke from the altar that whet your appetite. So I said, I'm here to do it your way, O God, the way it's described in your book. Amen.
Amen.
The way God showed me this, and I pray that he shows it to you as well. You see, Moses represented the church building. And that was a shadow of what to come. It wasn't the thing, because he couldn't be the thing. It could only be a shadow.
Yeah.
It's a reflection, if you will. So, see, when people go to church today, they don't realize they're only operating with the shadow. They're not dancing with the real thing.
All right, now.
Yeah, because that's all Moses could do. Because, see, this was part of that old plan. And it couldn't be... It was a path, but it wasn't the right path. It was a way that God was letting the people know what his plans were, but it wasn't the exact plan. Let me ask you a question, then maybe I'll just put this out there. And it's almost this real, brother and sister, to me. I can't speak for everybody else. But when I think about a shadow, I see a car, and then I see the shadow of that car. Just like I see the house and the sun shining, and I see the shadow of that house. Now, let me ask you something. Sun beaming down on something, and it shows the two, and you have the option to choose the shadow or the real thing. Just stop and think about that like that now. Because that's what it is. That's why Christ is so much better. And we're going to go through that today, because I want you to see some of the things that he was so much better. Some people only got a shadow of what. They had a shadow of what the sacrifice was. But the blood of a bull or a goat or... That couldn't save nobody, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
There's no salvation in that. That's why it's better. So when people want to attend to go to church, They messing with the shatter. They can have the real thing over here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Think
now.
About it. Because the real thing is spiritual. It's superior. Yeah. See, it's superior. That jumping in that car, taking off, is something you can do. But you can't jump in the shadow. You see it. Looks good. Your mind, all that good stuff. That's the natural. But the real deal is to get in the car and move on. Or you see the shadow of the house. Why you want to be in the shadow when you can be in the house? I wish there was a way I could really explain this, brothers and sisters. But Moses' teaching was a thing where they did year to year. It was a cycle that they did year to year. And when they went up there, here's what you got to see, because people today, they go to church, and I was blind too. I didn't see that when they went up there, they went up there for a worship. And they went up there to take a sacrifice. That was the reason they went to Jerusalem. Everybody didn't live up in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
They went up there, and they would take their sacrifice. But remember, the sacrifice could not make their worship perfect. So going to church don't make their worship perfect. The sacrifice would have stopped, he said, long time ago, if that was the case.
Amen.
God would have been put a stop to that. If that sacrifice could have cleansed us, the blood of an animal, well, that's back over there in 9. But if that could have done it, then there was no reason for Christ to come. But God knew that that was not sufficient. That was not adequate. But it was to point us to Christ, because his new plan or this new path that he had was going to be perfect, and it was going to be eternal.
Yeah.
And really, when you really think about it and you put everything in context, brothers and sisters, their conscience worried them all the time because they could never get rid of sin. But I have to make that clear. You have to see that thing just like the church, because both of them was church, both of them was worship, but one we had to get rid of so the new can come about. The Bible said it was their worship. I didn't say this now. The Bible said that. But anyway, we'll read the next 5 verses. And let's read the next 5 verses from 5 to 10.
Okay. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither had its pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. In the Message Bible, you don't want sacrifices and offerings year after year. You've prepared a body for me for a sacrifice. It's fragrant and smoke from the altar that wet your, I'm sorry, it's not fragrant and smoke from the altar that wet your appetite. So I said, I'm here to do it your way, O God, the way it's described in your book. When he said you don't want sacrifices and offerings, he was referring to practices according to the old plan, when she added, I'm here to do it your way. Set aside the first in order to enact the new plan, God's way, by which we are made fit for God by the once for all sacrifices of Jesus. I'm sorry, sacrifice of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise.
You see, if people really knew what they did in the Old Testament, they would hurry up and grab a hold of this new, this better path. They would. But I think because of the limited knowledge they have, they don't understand that. They would go to the reason they were going to the temple is so for the atonement, and they would take the blood there, and that would be for the atonement. Folks, they run up to church every week. Now, they don't even know why they're going. Oh, that's right. They're going to get a word. They're going to get a word. Woo, this is funny in a way. But I think about this. Moses' way was when they would bring God. That's the reason for going up there. They would go up there to see the priest. And that's what the priest would do. Minister. And it had so many people come, everybody couldn't come at the same time, but he had to make an atonement. You got to understand the purpose and why they were going up there from the first place. Because at the end of the age, which God was getting rid of the old to bring in the new, the blood of a ox or a lamb or the ashes of a heifer, that won't forgive sin, brothers and sisters. Bringing all these sacrifices, every time they look around, they was bringing sacrifices. Sacrifice for this, sacrifice for that. Excuse me. God don't want that. He don't want your little sacrifices. Well, you know, I sacrifice to come up here to the church. God don't want your sacrifices. Well, you know, I sold dinners, and I made a sacrifice. God don't want your sacrifice. It can't do him or us any good. Hear me, brothers and sisters. What's your sacrifice doing? You running up there, that's not what God wants. They was offering sacrifices, and God had already prepared him a sacrifice, which was the body of Jesus. And that was going to take care of once and for all. So we don't have to do this other stuff no more. Running up there. That's what we did in the past. But we don't have to do that now. See? So the animal sacrifice could not take away sin. Matter of fact, if it did anything, it provided only a temporary way to deal with sin until Jesus came and to deal with a sin permanent. It was just temporary. So you ask, how was the people forgiven in the Old Testament? Because it was their generation. It was their dispensation. And because the Old Testament between was following what had been laid out, plus their faith. Their faith in doing that is what God honored. But that's over now. You running up there with sacrifice, that's over. God ain't going to honor your faith for going up to some building. Because in a way, it's almost like a slap in the face. It's like, hey, here's the ultimate sacrifice. You don't have to do anything but receive Christ. And they want to go up here and build buildings and do this and do that as though God ain't pleased. I'm telling you right now. He pleased with us with being the church and not going to church. I continue to say that because people, they don't want to hear it because it's the truth. See, they made their sacrifices, but this practice look far toward let's see how you should put this. Because I'm not taking anything away from them making sacrifice, but God don't want it. He don't have a need for it. Christ's blood is sufficient, brothers and sisters.
All right.
Christ's way was superior. The Old Testament way became the old way and only. And what it was supposed to do was potentially lead us to Christ. And you all have had practices, so now you know what God's doing in the man Christ Jesus. How about that one, huh? Now you know that what the stuff you was practicing was only a shadow. It was only what was to be. Now Christ came on the scene. He did just what you all have been practicing for years and years and years. See?
Mm-hmm.
See?
All right.
And so this quotation is not clear with a lot of people in the New Testament. Now, I believe that the teaching of the Old Testament was God's desire for obedience. And when they were practicing bringing the blood, that had to do with obedience. And their faith was there. And God honored that. That was their path. That was their path. That's not our path. He's gotten rid of that path. He got a new path. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He got a new path. That was the old path. We got a new high priest, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
They had their high priest. Now we got our high priest. Now we're going to run over just a little bit. But read 11. Well, we'll read 11 through 15.
In the King James, it reads as follows: "And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before." Amen.
Amen. From the Message
I'm sorry. Go ahead on and read to the 17th. Read to the 18th.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Evangeline.
"This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will remember no more. I will remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin." Amen. Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, "Every priest goes to work at the altar each day, offers the same old sacrifices year in, year out, and never makes a dent in the sin problem. As a priest, Christ made a single sacrifice for sins, and that was it. Then he sat down right beside God and waited for his enemies to cave in. It was a perfect sacrifice by a perfect person to perfect some very imperfect people. By that sin offering, he did everything that needed to be done for everyone who takes part in the purifying process. The Holy Spirit confirms this. This new plan I'm making with Israel isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. This time I'm writing out the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts." He concludes, "I'll forever wipe the slate clean of their sins. Once sins are taken care of for good, there's no longer any need to offer sacrifices for them." Amen. Amen.
So here's what he did. He blotted out the handwriting of the ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he took it out of the way by nailing it to the cross.
Yeah.
That's what he did. And he went down in that grave and spoiled all the principalities and powers. Matter of fact, the Bible said he made an open show of them and triumphant over them. So, in other words, Christ took care of all of what needed to be taken care of as far as sacrifices. But now I want you to really get this. If you look at this as the church building and Christ, you can see this. You can see an old plan and a new plan.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost being witness, brothers and sisters, that after Christ has sat down, that the new covenant or this new path had been made. And the Lord said, now, instead of y'all walking around, I'm going to put it in your heart.
Yeah.
And in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to do away with it. Well, why did he do all that? I'm going to quickly say this, and we just be led wherever God said to pick it up at. But what he said was, this was for the remission. So the offering that needed to be made was made, brothers and sisters. So you don't have to run up to a building. Yeah. You don't have to run up to a building. Because if when you do that, now I know this is kind of deep for some of you all, because we still have some babe Christians hanging around here, but I'm going to tell y'all the truth. When all you want to do is worship the system, you still a babe. You're somebody that needs to be breastfed. When you can't see that it's not about that building, it's about being spiritual or about being in Christ. You got to see it. And at the end of the day, what is this anyway? Well, what is this about anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would you go into Jerusalem? What about this God stuff anyway? Why is you worshiping God? See, you got to bring all that stuff into focus and you go, okay, well, how you want us to do this? And then we do it his way.
Mm-hmm.
We do it here. So,
right.
You know, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, don't throw this stuff away, man. Acknowledge it, that Christ become your high priest, and you're going to use him as your high priest. Because, see, if you was really practicing the old way, you would have to deal with a physical priests, like they deal with the preacher. See, that's where they get some of that from, too. I just want you all to have the knowledge and understand this thing the way it goes. That's what's important. Let Christ be your high priest, okay? Let Christ be that ultimate sacrifice. You don't need no more sacrifices. People want to run up here and run up, do this and do that. You don't need that. God took care of it. He paid the bill. And he gave you his righteousness. If you don't believe it, read 2 Corinthians 5:21. You have that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do anything. Matter of fact, 2 Peter 1 says, he's given us everything we need pertaining to God. You don't need that. All you need is to be in Christ and then begin to obey the Spirit of Christ. And I'll tell you what he's going to do. It's real plain and simple. Go ye therefore into all the world. He's going to have you winning soul, talking to people, getting people into Christ. Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Getting people to the knowledge of Christ. See? Thank you all so much. And we'll look forward to seeing you all on tomorrow.